differences. But again, I would say that Secretary Rice conveyed information that had been provided by the intelligence community and the interagency process.
I'm not trying to go into the process right now. I'm just trying to determine what the truth is as best we know at this time. Secretary Clinton, is Ambassador Rice's statement that Benghazi was, quote, prompted, of course, by an anti-Muslim video, end quote, put on the Internet in the United States, factually accurate?
I'd have to go back to my first answer, Congressman, and just say that we don't know all the motivations, so I don't want to give a sweeping answer as to what prompted those men to come out that night and attack our compound.
Okay. Well, on September 16th, the very same day, UN Ambassador Susan Rice made her statements to the American people in the world. Libyan President Mohamed Mubarak said on NPR that, quote, the idea that this criminal and cowardly act was a spontaneous protest that had just spun out of control is completely unfounded and preposterous. We firmly believe that this was a pre-calculated, pre-planned attack that was carried out specifically to attack the United States consulate, end quote. As we now know, from everything I have read at least, the Libyan president told the truth. Contrast that with the statements by Ambassador Rice to the United Nations. It forces one to wonder whether Libya's intelligence was that much better than America's on September the 16th, or whether Libyan leaders were that much more willing to be candid or to avoid misstatements. Secretary Clinton, what evidence was there that was so compelling that it caused the White House, through Ambassador Susan Rice, to make these representations about spontaneous protests, anti-Muslim videos and the like, despite evidence and statements of Libya's own president to the contrary? What, you know, she's going to make these statements an affirmative act on her part. Where was the compelling evidence and what was it?
Well, Congressman, I was not involved in the so-called talking points process. My understanding is it was a typical process trying to get to the best information available. It was an intelligence product. They are, as I again understand it, working with their committees of jurisdiction to try to unpack that. But I will say that all of the senior administration officials, including Ambassador Rice, who spoke publicly to this terrible incident, had the same information from the intelligence community.
If I might interject, I appreciate your response so far, but if you're not familiar with any compelling evidence that would support the statements made by Ambassador Rice, who would know?
Well, there was evidence, and the evidence was being sifted and analyzed by the intelligence community, which is why the intelligence community was the principal decider about what went into talking points. And there was also the added problem of nobody wanting to say things that would undermine the investigation. So it was much more complex than I think we're giving it credit for, sir.
Thank you for your candor, and thank you for your time, Mr.
Chair. The ranking member and I have discussed going to 3 minutes.